You know, our people have gone through a lot of pains. That's why they rose in millions to demand change. And indeed, change came and Mutharika regime is no longer in power. But the thing is, we cannot continue this way. We need to unify our people. And national unity, it's about justice. It's about fairness. And I think as a leader, who is responsible for national unity and civic education, I need to engage every citizen of this country towards national unity. People have perceived that we are against the Mutharika, we are against the DPP, but we are not against personalities, but we are against what they were doing. You know, His Excellency the President, Dr. Ladislaus Chakwera, has said we need to unify this country, and this is one of our key objectives. In his high-five agenda, he had unifying Malawi as one of the key issues, including those who disagree with our government, because this government belongs to everyone.
I'm not sure whether it were you or some other members of the cabinet who suggested that maybe it was time for people in the previous government to account for what they did. Now, these talks you want to have with the former president, does that mean you're willing to let bygones be bygones?
No. Actually, listen, you know, it's me. I've said accountability is a tenet of good governance. As we seek to unify, we must ensure that people are held accountable. Justice is justice. And justice means giving people what they deserve. If people deserve rewards, you have to reward them. If people deserve punishment, they must be punished. We are saying, much as we say we need to unify, it doesn't mean that we're going to suspend accountability. So when justice prevails, peace prevails, and unity prevails.
President Mutharika is an elder, but also he's a former president. Do you think is you who should initiate these meetings, or is President Chakwera?
Actually, I'm a servant of the leadership. As a minister, I can engage, because when I'm doing my job, I'm doing this job on behalf of the president. And look, it's not about the age. It's about the intent for the engagement. It's about what we need to do and what we need to achieve. So when I'm engaging Mutharika, I know he's an elderly, and I know that he's a former president. Then it means when I'm engaging him, it means the leadership, the president, has given me also the mandate to engage. It means this government is extending an engagement process to everyone.